Camp Week continues on Joy 99. Grace Adventures Camp is what we're putting a spotlight on this week. It's more than just a summer. It's an opportunity to have your life changed. And Ben from Grace Adventures is here this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Tommy. Excited to be here with you.
Yeah.
How are things at Grace Adventures? Are you getting ready for the season, or do you guys kind of go all year round?
We are a year-round ministry. We actually just wrapped up our winter retreat season. We had 7 weekends where
goodness.
We hosted middle school and high school students. Had an awesome, awesome winter this year that the snow didn't melt.
Hey.
So we were thankful for that. But yeah, we are in fact gearing up for summer. We're in the hiring process right now and still need staff on all 3 of our campuses. We do ranch camps, we have a family campground, and we also do youth camps on our Grace Adventures campus. So that is in earnest right now.
So for those who've never been to Grace Adventures, where are you located?
We are located in the Silver Lake Sand Dune area.
Oh.
If you head up 31 to the Hart Mears exit and head west, you can follow the signs right on in. And we're actually, part of our property is on a wooded sand dune, so we can walk right from our campus and experience Silver Lake Sand Dunes.
That's amazing.
It is a beautiful part of God's creation. Love to watch the sunset and get kids up there running around. So
say I have a fifth grader. What's their typical week look like for a fifth grade camper?
For a fifth grade camper, they show up and our camps go Sunday to Friday. So Sunday is registration and get settled in. And then Monday through Thursday are full days at camp where every day you do 3 meals. You get a chance to experience all kinds of different activities, some high adventure, some target sports. We're right on Upper Silver Lake, so we have water sports for the kids. We always build in a chapel service and cabin Bible study and some personal quiet time. So it's a blend of fun as well as spiritual growth, because we really want kids, our mission at Grace is to impact people with Jesus Christ. And so we want them to have a ridiculous amount of fun, but we want them to grow in their relationship with Jesus. And we really try to do that in a relational way where kids are with each other and building those relationships, but also with our staff. I don't know if that fully answers your question, but...
It sounds fun. I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to be a fifth grader.
Ben, how is it different for high schoolers?
Yeah, so high school camp, as we have kind of age-graded our program, we do that in 3 different ways. We do it in relational aspects, we do that in spiritual aspects, and we do that in personal development. And so with a high school student, then, we want them to grow in healthy relationships with one another. We want them to go deeper in their faith, but we want them to own it and start living it out. And so we do a leadership type camp experience for younger high school is our Pathfinder camp. For older high school students, we call it our Quest camp, where then they go through a week of leadership camp and then they can come back and serve, put that learning into action. And they can do that through some different work projects at the younger age. But at the older age, they actually assist a cabin leader working with the students in the cabins. And so it's a really great way to not just learn in theory, but to put that into practice and learn how to use the gifts and abilities that God has given to them to build relationship with students and then to actually do ministry in a safe environment where it doesn't all depend on them, but they get a chance to serve God in that way.
And they're supported with resources to kind of figure out how to do that exactly.
Absolutely. So they will be with a cabin leader who has all of the training and experience. We do different ongoing training with them every day so that they're learning along through that process. And the kids just come away and say, that was awesome. Now, you know, working with kids is a crazy amount of fun, but it's also very challenging because they don't always do what they're asked to do.
They don't?
It comes as a surprise,
You're
doesn't
kidding.
It?
You're kidding. My kids were perfect, weren't yours?
They're still working on it, actually.
But through that process is where, number one, you build character, and number two, you have to see beyond the outward appearance, 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, to the heart. And that's how God sees us as people. And so we want our students to come away learning themselves about who God created them to be, but also learning about how God created us to minister to one another, even when it's difficult, and how to show God's love even to the students who are challenging.
One of the things it says about Grace Adventures is that it experiences that live on. What does that mean?
Great question. We have what we call an experiential philosophy. And here's what I mean by that. We do ropes course, climbing towers, zip line, where we want the kids to not just have the experience, but we look back and we draw learning from that. And we have a purposeful facilitation process. And so in the same way, not just in what did I learn from going through a ropes course, but how does that apply to my life that I can make changes and be able to move forward with the learning that I have? And so we don't just do that at the ropes course. We do that at the archery range. We do that down at the waterfront. We do that as kids work together and run into some obstacles and challenges. We have a debrief and say, hey, what are we learning? What do we need to do different? And how are we going to move forward? And we do that on the week as a whole. So we want them to learn in their time at camp principles, want them to grow in their relationship with Jesus so that when they go home, they can look back and draw from that learning and be able to move forward in a different place in their life with the Lord, in their ability to make relationships with others, and their ability to serve people in their lives.
That's fantastic.
I have a random question for you, Ben. Why do you do what you do?
That's a, I don't know if we can fit that in a 30-second blurb, Tom. My absolute passion is in John 10:10, Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And I think camp is a great place for kids to be able to come and experience Jesus in a real way and experience him in a life adventure way. Because I don't think God, and I love the church, but when I grew up sitting in a pew, I was bored. I timed the prayer and I checked off the itinerary and tried to make it through where, and I'm thankful for what God trained me through our church experience, but I wanted to be a place where my relationship, your relationship with Jesus is real, it's applicable, and it's fun. Like, and not every aspect is fun, I get that, but there's an excitement, there's an engaging, there's an opportunity to learn by doing, and that's how God's wired me. And so I actually started at Grace Adventures as a cabin leader in 97, hired me full-time in 2000, and don't know how to get rid of me. But very, very thankful that through the years have had the opportunity to invest in students' lives and see them through time, God equip them. We have a previous camper who then was on our staff who now is with Duke University, and he's actually living in China right now and doing ministry over there and has applied the leadership principles that he learned at camp in his leadership. We actually were brought into Duke University a few years ago to work with their RD staff to help them do leadership the way this young man was doing it because they saw a difference in how he led his
dorm. That's exciting.
So
it's very cool.
Really, really neat.
Well, I do know that we are giving away a week at Grace Adventures. You can go to joy99.com right now and register to win that for your kids. Where can people contact Grace Adventures, Ben, to if they want to connect with you directly and your camp?
Yeah, the best way is online, www.graceadventures.org, and you can jump right on there. We have an employment tab. We have a summer camps tab. We also do school camps and retreats, and you can find me on there Happy you can contact us via phone, 231-873-3662, and we'd love to be able to help you and get kids to camp.
How full is it for this coming upcoming summer?
So our ranch camps are filling up. Mm-hmm. We have some wait lists already. Inside of our summer youth camp, we have a little bit more availability, okay. But we do have some weeks that are filling up. So
they
encourage
need to get on
them to jump on. Our family camping experience, Dunes Harbor Family Campground, is also filling up. One of the neat things, we have some families who will drop their kids off at camp and they'll camp at our family campground at the same time.
Okay.
And so that they're just down the road and then pick them up and spend the weekend with their kid camping. Mm. And I know a number of families that have taken advantage of that opportunity.
Perfect.
But Dunes Harbor is thriving with people wanting to get outdoors and be together with their family. And so I know that that also is filling up or is full for some parts of the summer.
Okay.
When we run camp, there's three main things that we want kids to experience. Number one is safety, physical, emotional. Number two is fun. And then number three is learning and growing in their time. As we've walked through this time and studied where students are at in their anxiety and loneliness and mental health, we studied and found that there were really 10 simple to understand strategies for positive mental health. And I don't have them memorized, but I know one of them is to get outdoors. Number two is to be active. Number three is to eat nutritiously. Number four is to connect with others. Number five is to try new things. And then there's five others. But those five things, summer camp hits every single one. And so I would encourage every family to do those things and to consider camp as an option. You don't have to do that at camp. You can do those wherever you're at. That will help you move forward. But camp absolutely hits those five things.
All right. So graceadventures.org is their website if you'd like to find out a little bit more, book some camping. And again, if you want to win a week at Grace Adventures, head to joy99.com.